We are looking at what I would term a split decision in terms of cloud cover across our area this afternoon. It's almost an all or none scenario in terms of sunshine. And we've had some beautiful blue skies in areas to the south and east of the capital region. A nice hole in the cloud cover formed today over the mid and lower Hudson Valley, also over Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley of western Massachusetts. It's been a different story, though, for much of the rest of the area, basically stuck in this rather stubborn deck of clouds. Now, the sun angle is very low this time of year, and with that low sun angle, it's a bit tough to scour out the clouds, and that's why we've had some difficulty in doing so through the day. Now, where it's been cloudy, it's been cooler. Highs have been mainly in the 30s in areas where it has stayed cloudy, but where the sun has come out, temperatures have nicely warmed into the 40s this afternoon. As we work into tonight, we'll see a variably cloudy sky. Temperatures will be typically cold for this time of year, running generally in the 20s to around 30 degrees. Then as we work into the day tomorrow, low pressure will begin its trek into the Great Lakes area, and that will push a warm front in our direction. So any sunshine tomorrow will fade behind increasing clouds, and by late in the day, we do run the opportunity for some light rain, or even some pockets of light freezing rain, primarily in areas north and northwest of the capital region. Highs tomorrow will generally be in the 30s. A few spots from the capital region on south might touch the 40-degree mark. Into tomorrow night, that warm front will continue its trek through our area. We'll continue the chance for some wintry weather, a light wintry mix, as we work through the nighttime hours. And even into the day on Wednesday, we'll still have the chance for some rain showers, primarily from the capital region on south, and a bit of a better opportunity for a light wintry mix across the north country. And then by Thursday, that storm will clear the area. We'll have a gusty wind out of the northwest, and maybe a few mountain snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the 20s. And for tomorrow, any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, chance of light rain or light freezing rain late, high in the mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, chance of light rain or light freezing rain late, high in the mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, a chance of light rain late, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the 20s. And for tomorrow, any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, a chance of light rain late, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers from the capital region on south, and a light wintry mix north, high in the 30s and lower 40s. And on Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sun, with a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy and cool, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.